The Medrash says, I apologize for the delay. I'm sorry. The Medrash says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu l'chol v'eshlachecho l'paroi, that he gave him the shlichus to go ahead and go to Paro and begin the Gula of Klal Yisrael. So the Medrash says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu told him, "Im ein atah goyalom, ein achar goyalom." The Medrash says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu said that if you're not going to be goy of Klal Yisrael, nobody else is going to be goy. You have to go. It's be'etzem. It's a strange zach. What's up with the Gula of Mitzrayim? It's totally dafka on Moshe Rabbeinu. Gula is telling Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave a haftacha that there's going to be a gula. Whenever it's going to be, it's going to be. What does it mean? Ein atah goyalom, ein achar goyalom. It's totally in basar v'dam. The gula is totally in the midah of basar v'dam. Now the pshat's like this. The Meshech Chacham brings down that in this week's parasha, that the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, as we all know, was Moshe Rabbeinu was an anav mikol adam. It's the only thing that the Torah says about Moshe Rabbeinu. The only thing that the Torah says about Moshe Rabbeinu is that he was an anav. Anav, says the Meshech Chachma, is not a result of a person who's depressed or a person who doesn't have self-confidence or a person who thinks he doesn't have koyches. We find that Moshe Rabbeinu b'tayr manig was a takif to Klal Yisrael. He led them and state that it was on of mikol adam. The Chazal say that there are chof dalid. The Medrash says that Rashi was an on of. Medrash says that there are 24 levels of mukishchin of people of mitzayr. A guy who's a mukishchin is a leper. He's stuck in some isolation ward in a hospital. Nobody wants to look at him. Nobody wants to see him. Imagine how he feels. Shtein Chazal, and Moshe Rabbeinu was less than that. Moshe Rabbeinu felt less than that. So how do the two things shtim? Says the Meshech Chochma that the pshat and the anov of Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a state of mind and it wasn't an emotional zach. The pshat of Moshe Rabbeinu, why he was an anov he called Adam, is because he was the person who was most attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emes ha'anova comes from a havana where you are versus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emes ha'anova comes from a bittul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emes ha'anova comes that a person is not Messiah. It means a person feels ich bin epis alein. What's the opposite of anova? The pasuk says anoisim lachem lasa is choyol. A person makes choyol. The Altar of Kelm says a person does choyol. A person anoisim lachem koyach lasa is choyol. The pasuk says a person has koyches. A person has accomplishments. This one's a balkishrin and this one's a masvid and this one's everyone has koyches. Is talented. A person has koyches. A person feels that it's from zich. A person says that it's my koyches. It belongs to me. The pshat of anova is the pshat is that I'm not mesiach da'asim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is I know that be'etzim I have garnish for zich. I have koyches, I have to use them. Moshe Rabbeinu is a manik, he has koyches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, koyach of hanoga, whatever those koyches are, is a vada dafas oislutzim, there's no shal about it. The anova comes from the fact that he was kol kulei batel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was never mesiach da'asim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is Moshe Rabbeinu's anova, says the Meshech Chochma, was a simin. It's not the anova itself that was the sibah that he was chosen. The anova of Moshe Rabbeinu is a simin of his kol kulei bittul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was never mesiach. There was no zich. There was never a minute that he was mesiach das from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Meshech Chacham. Because the minute that he was mesiach das from HaKadosh Baruch Hu automatically steps in ich ben oichet epis. But if a person's kol kulei bottled HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his kol kulei not mesiach das from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there's never a minute for a feeling of, oh, it's mine. The things that I have belong to me. I'm choshev mitzad what I have. I have koiches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me koiches, other rabba. But the anova came, is Moshe Rabbeinu became the manig of Klal Yisrael because he was the yid that had the biggest bittul and dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The simin l'davar was that he was anov b'chol adam. He felt he'd been garnished. Was habich von zich? I'm nothing. That's the pshat of Anav Yikol Adam. The total bittul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No hesach hadas. As I stated in the Meshech Chacham in this week's parasha. It's brought down in Svarim that Be'etzem in Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael was a Memtash Ari Toma. They were in the Gefarlach of Golos. And they were totally involved and swallowed up. Chazal say a Loshin, that they were Ke'uber B'mei Imoy. It's a shocking Loshin. They were like a Uber sitting in the mother's stomach. That's how absorbed they were in the Toma of Mitzrayim. Memtash Ari Toma, as you all know, Chazal say. I saw Gevalde Gezach, Shteta Nerudi Gezach. When a person is Shaku in Memtesh Ari Tumah, and a person is Shaku in Mitzrayim, what's the Eitzah how to get out of it? Shteta, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that the Eitzah is, Im Ein Ata Goylem, Ein Acha Goylem. Shteta Nerudi Ke Eitzah. Shteta, that the Eitzah for Klal Yisrael to get out of Mitzrayim is with the Midah of Moshe Rabbeinu, of his Batlus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are times, there are situations where a person could do a mitzvah, a person could do a segula, you give tzedakah, go learn an extra hour, daven a little better. And then there are matzavim that a person, a klal, Am Yisrael, was so sunk into the matzav, they were so sunk in to the matzav of Memtesh Ari Tumah, that the only eitzah and the only hechatimtza for them to get out of that matzav was Al Yedei Amidah of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Im Ein Ata Goylem, Ein Acha Goylem, because the only eitz is going to be that you're going to have to take Klal Yisrael, you, with your total bittul, and your total mesivas nefesh, and your total not hesach hadas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to give zich over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Gansin. That's the only way to get out of it. Because Kol Zman, you're not going to give yourself over in Gansin, you're still going to be connected to Memtesh Ari Tumah, but we can't get them out of it. So when it says, Im Ein Ata Goylem, Ein Acha Goylem, it's referring to the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The midah of Moshe Rabbeinu is the ish Moshe on of Ma'oid. The pshat is like the Meshech Chochma says, because he was total his batlus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there was no room for zich. And the total and complete his batlus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the zach that got Klal Yisrael out of it. That's the only way you're going to get out of it, otherwise you're not going to be able to get out of it. It says, L'mantisko Hashem Tzitzchum Eretz Yisrael Kol Yimei Chayecho. There's an inyan of Mitzias Yisrayim for all the Deiris. Is if it says that the only Hechatimtza to get out of Mitzias Mitzrayim was Al Yidei, the Midah of Moshe Rabbeinu, of the Hizbatlus, of the total Bittul Takarash Baruch Hu, is Shteta that for all the Deiris, Shteta that for all the Deiris, when a person is sunk into his own personal Mitzrayim, a person is sunk into Memtesh Ari Tumah, a person is sunk in, Shteta that there's an Eitzah. There's an Eitzah. A person gives himself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives over his Ritzayinis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives over his Machshavas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives over his Shifas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives the Ribbis, Mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he becomes a different person. Shteta that is an Eitzah like that. Now you'll all ask me, what does that mean? To go become Moshe Rabbeinu? To go be Mevatel himself in Gansin? Shteta on of Ma'oid is the Pshadis. He was never Messiah Das from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He never detached himself and for a split second from the Machshav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aber ish al dargosai, I want to show you something very interesting. Where the bittul of Moshe Rabbeinu started, and I've said it before. And this we do, we all have a shaykhis too. The Torah says nothing about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe kibbutz Torah Mesinai, everything we have. He didn't get it, by the way, as a present. He worked on it. Because if he wouldn't have worked on it, nobody gets anything in Ruchnius for free. Is if Ish Moshe out of Moshe, like the Meshech Chochma says, he got to a darga of total dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mimeila he was an Anav. Where did it start? State in the Pasuk. Yeah. They got me. It's also Chumash. I'll read from the English side. Take a picture. This is big stuff. Listen carefully. State that it says very little about Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it say about Moshe Rabbeinu? The only thing that it says he grew up in the house of Mitzrayim. The only thing it says in the Torah about Moshe Rabbeinu is one pasuk. Vayetze el echo vayar b'sivleisam. Says Rashi, Nosan Eina V'liboy Liyes Meitze Imon. It's the only thing it says in the Torah. You know that? In the biography of Moshe Rabbeinu, we know nothing about him. We know that he was born from. We know where he grew up. Doesn't say anything about him. Doesn't say how he became what he became. Shteinisht. The only thing it says, on a personal note, is it says that he had his brothers and he went out. Nosan Eina Volivo Elias Meitzer Aleim. What's the pshat? And that's the only thing the pasuk says about him. The pshat is that he b'sach hakol was growing up in the palace, grew up by Paroi, had a nice life, had al's good. He could have made himself nishvis and dik. He could have made himself not to know. And the pshat is nosan Eina Volivo Elias Meitzer Aleim. Shteita Kama Vakama Chidushim. He gave his mind. Eina. Liba means he gave his heart. That means he paid attention. He turned away from his daily things and he went. He stepped out. He said, "I'm going to pay attention to something that's not Liba's Meitzer Aleim, to feel that pain." That's the only thing it says in the Torah about Moshe Rabbeinu. Shteita Vaisto is that this is where he got to. He was mevatel himself. And a person being mevatel himself, staying the Torah Kedusha starts with Nesan Eina Voliba Elias Meitzer Aleim. To go be mitzvah for another yid's pain. Says in Chazal, he would take the bricks, he would carry them on his shoulders, he wanted to feel the tzoros of Klal Yisrael, he wanted to feel their pain. Is from that vaxes oisa Moshe Rabbeinu? Heish Moshe onav ma'oid, pe'al, pe'a, daber boy. That he wasn't Messiah Dasim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the koyach to come out Memtei Shaarei Tumah. Shteita yeh. We're mezalzel in these little things. We're mezalzel in these small things. Go be mitzvah in the tzar of Mr. Yisrael, a private yid. Shteit nishtazay. Shteit that when a person steps out of himself, because when a person is going ahead, when a person's going ahead and stepping out of his box, is the pshat is being mevatel himself. Everything doesn't revolve around zich. It doesn't involve, it's not only about me, like they say. He stepped out of his matziv, and Nosan, Einov, he gave his intellectual keichas, v'liboy, and his heart, his emotional keichas, he was made to lame, to feel and understand another yid. He gave over his zich, he gave over his keichas, all his keichas, Einov, v'liboy, all his emotional, intellectual keichas, to understand, not just liboy, not just if he saw Zach, he felt bad, he thought about it. And he didn't just give his seichel, he gave his lev. He shed a tear for another yid. He saw another yid b'tzara. He heard that somebody was sick. He said somebody had problems with shaduchim. So he didn't use it just as a hechatim to talk about it. He went in, was tutzachdo. Let me feel the pain. Let me understand the pain. Let me understand the details of the pain. Lias meitzer lame, to feel the pain of it. Shteita, that the minute he did that, is he stepped out of himself, a drop. He stepped out of his little box. Is vice ois, the Torah is telling us that this is the first step in building Ishmael Anav Moed. This is the first step in building Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that it doesn't revolve around me. And it starts with Ben Alma Chaver, it starts with a stupid Maisa that when you saw somebody Bitzar, you didn't walk by. You didn't go on. You stopped and said, how are you? Was Herzach? Was Tutzach? It's very hard to do. It's something very painful to do. Haraya, the Torah says it about Moshe Rabbeinu. Doesn't say that he did big things. It didn't start with big yichudim, with Kabbalah, with 40 days at the Kaisel, and 40 days of fasting. Shteinish to say. Doesn't say that. But Rabbeinu of Peel Peel Dababoy, which he took Kaisel, he had to take his take out of Tumma, started with a Ben Amla Chaveri with Leo's Meitzer Aleim. As they state. I was thinking, we learned in Ali Shur, I want to say something different than he says. I was thinking that we're in the weeks of Shavuot now. Kedusha. A person has to be holy, not to give in to all the taivis of Elam Hazeh, all the Geferlecha taivis that run. What's Kedusha mean? Where does it start? So, Ali Shuri brings down a Gevaldik Gezach. I want to say slightly different than he says. It says by our Sinai, It says by Mount Torah that they made on Har Sinai. I want to tell you the Zach now, which is a very tifa Zach, which I want you to take with you. It says by Hasina that there were borders where everybody stood. And in the Parashat Yisro, the instructions go over and over and over again. You shouldn't go past where you're allowed to stand. It says the Pasuk, Vayyem Hashem HaMoshe Reid Ha'ed Ba'am Pen Yersu Al Hashem Liris V'Nof Menorah. They shouldn't go further. They shouldn't step further. They're going to be a Magefa. The Gama Kehanim HaNigoshim Al Hashem. The Kehanim who go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they think that maybe they're allowed to go up. They're Choshev. No. Yiskadoshu. Says Rashi. What's Yiskadoshu mean? You muzumonim l'siyatim, let them stay in their place. It means the Kohanim think that the voters we're choshev, so we're allowed to walk up that we sit in back seats, right? We're choshev people. Stay in this way. Yiskadoshu, stay in your place. So why is it called kedusha? Funny lashon, right? It should be holy. Tagaret. It's a lowering of madrega. So Volpi says in Ali Shur something which he says. I want to say a little bit different. You know why it's called kedusha when they tell you to stay in your place? Because Kedusha means that there's a gavul to you. The guy says, well, say, it's more and more and more and more. Let's go higher and higher. I want to be closer. Right? Me, I'm Choshev. I'm a Kohen. Let me go up. Eh? Kedusha means there's a border. Kedusha means that you have a border. It's not Hefkevel. It's not without a limit. You, your Taivis, your Kovid, your Tina, there's a limit. Put a limit around it. Put a circle around it. It stops here. There's no constant expansion of you. Kedusha starts that you are not the Iker of the Welt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And all anti-Kedusha starts that I'm the Iker, and everything's coming to me, and I can do what I want. Kedusha means borders, gvulus, putting a limit to zich. So, Hagam, that you want to go without a limit, is Kedusha means stand in your place, put a fence around it, put a limit to it. There's a limit to what we do, what you can give yourself, what you're allowed to give yourself. When a person is nice and liboy, ve'enav liyos meitzer aleihem, that's a bechin of kedusha, because you're limiting yourself and you're letting somebody else creak into your daladamas. Otherwise, the myself has no limit. There's no room for anybody, because I have no limit. I have no border. I just keep expanding. Kedusha pe'al pe'adapa. Who was more kadosh than Moshe Rabbeinu? Who had a higher dargah of nevuah of hashras hashkina than Moshe Rabbeinu? He had more than the others, by the way. Lekom ki Yisrael. There was nobody else. But it started with a little bit of kedusha, a little bit of bittul, a little bit of not everything's about me. That starts with v'nam lachaveroi, that starts with taivis, that starts with kinna, that starts with kavod. Not everything's about you. That's kedusha. And from there, from a small trivial ma'isa of kivayochel trivial of lios meitzer imoyim, a person can get to the darga of only you can be goy ma'isa. Only you, from there a person can grow to a bittul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From there a person can grow to afterwards to anova. To real anova, not a fake, depressed anova, lack of self-confidence anova, which everyone thinks is anova. It's not anova. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a nebuch. But he's an anov, he was bittul HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And only with that koyach of bittul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of mesiras nefesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of a little bit of a limitation of zich, can a person get to his own private geula. And like I say all the time, it's not all or nothing. Shtetich in the Torah, that's not all or nothing. Shtetich in the Torah, is made so that everyone could do. Will you be Moshe Rabbeinu? No, the Pasuk says no, you won't be. Loikom, sorry. Sorry to let you down. A Kenyan in that, you could be Kohen. Shtetich, that's how we started. So Avada, Alpi, Dargoso, each person, in every Maisa of Yiskadoshu, where a person limits himself, Alpi, that Dargo will be Kohen, Dveikus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'll be that dargah. He's kind of b'china of Moshe Rabbeinu, of geul, of mantiskos, yom tzeis, kavayis, and koyim mechayecha.